Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia, this is The Bright Side with Technisha.
A daily broadcast on real life issues that will keep you motivated.
And now, here's your host, Technisha.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Bright Side with Technisha. Today is a wonderful Wednesday, August the 13th, 2014, and I'm blessed to be here with you because so many people are being taken away as our remembrance of Robin Williams still remains. As far as the details go, they said his assistant found him dead upon in his room on the floor, but they're claiming that he allegedly killed himself by hanging himself with a belt. So further details will be coming out on that. But it's just getting really scary now because Delta Williams suspends her social media in the wake of her father's death because she's been attacked on social media constantly about her father's death. And it's just really sad. You know, instead of just wishing her well, we're criticizing the fact that she didn't post enough pictures of her father, and they sent graphic Photoshop images along with crude and hateful remarks. Another story going on is about Michael Brown, an 18-year-old who was gunned down by police, claiming that he attacked the cops. And not that I'm going on either side of this, but I'm just getting really tired of the fact that our black youth is dying so quickly without any regards, any regrets to this matter. It's just getting ridiculous now with Trayvon Martin. I can't even think of the other young gentleman who was shot at the gas station, but it's just becoming repetitive now, and there has to be a stop to this, people. We have to make a stop to this. It's outrageous. It's getting sad now, and I'm just tired of hearing about it. And the police, no one cares. No one apparently seems to care. But I tell you one thing, who will make you care is God, because we all have to answer to somebody. If you think that you're getting away with something, we all have a calling, and so help me, your day is coming. But anyhow, continue on with our show today. We're basically on talking about men lately. So this has been an ongoing conversation. We have talked about attracting women with humor. We talked yesterday about can man really be faithful to another woman. Now we're getting into about the genetic things with DNA and stuff. We know that everyone mostly probably have cheated. And catching your spouse cheating, it can be extremely heartbreaking and infuriating at the same time. And it's easy to be paralyzed by all the emotions that come with this discovery. But here with me is to explain why men do cheat. His name is Thad Adelman. He is a dating coach, and he's been doing it for so many years. He's here to give you the advice, the pieces to why we go through this and the ways to get through this. So listen up, people. Today is the day that we're going to probably actually get the answer that we need. If you do feel like calling in, do so at 347-426-3751. The chat box will be open for if you have any questions to ask. Let's be mindful. Let's keep our opinion short if you do call in. But I'm now bringing Thad onto the line. Thad, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. We know this is an ongoing occurrence in most relationships, and we don't know how to actually go about it. Now, as far as your experiences and your ex goes, we're saying that now it's actually genetic to the reason why men actually cheat. Can we deliberate on that? Elaborate more on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, we have discovered through the research that we've done over the years, and I've been involved with this for about 20 to 25 years, and men have an innate predisposition toward multiple partners, and it goes back to our early history, coming out of the caves, coming out of the cradle of civilization, where we have to go out and have multiple partners so the race can propagate. You understand the human race can propagate, and it is innate, and it is in us, and we've been struggling for years to find the genetic markers for that, and I believe that we have found them.
Okay, and it's just weird, I mean, that now we can actually say this. What are we to do? Where is the help coming from? Are we supposed to go along with the fact that we know a man can actually cheat, or are we supposed to respect it? Because in my mind, like I told my other guests, I would think that you'd be a fool if you think that it would not happen to you at all.
Well, the reason it happens is because of the gene that we have isolated. It is called dihydrotapamol, and what it does is it reacts with your brain chemistry, and it makes a man more or less decide to seek multiple partners, and not out of lust or out of desire or out of or even the desire to hurt somebody, but it is an innate chemical that your brain triggers, especially if you've been with a partner for a certain amount of time. And so the challenges that women are facing when it comes to this type of thing are many. There are a lot of challenges that women have to face because of what's innate inside of us.
Okay. So what are some of the genetic disabilities men facing?
Pardon me?
What are some of the genetic disabilities men facing?
Well, I can use myself as an example in this. I've been married for 15 years, and I have two children. My wife and I have had a pretty, you know, normal sexual relationship. It was very aggressive at first, and then it sort of fell by the wayside. When I have cheated on my wife in the past, I haven't looked at it as I've been cheating. It's just that I have this desire because of the gene that is in my system to go out and to propagate my genetics, okay? I want to make a child with as many different people as possible. So I don't see the woman that I'm quote unquote cheating on with as a separate person. That person is, in my eyes, my wife at the moment. And I'm always thinking about my wife who I've married and that I'm in love with. So when I'm with this other woman, I visualize my wife. I see my wife. I don't see another woman. I don't see that I'm cheating. And that's what we found other men encounter, and this is from the research that we've done over the years.
Okay. What other things are programmed into the man's brain and DNA?
Well, there are a lot of different things that men have that women don't have. Obviously, men are stronger in general than women. Men have a more aggressive nature than women. These are things that are in their DNA. These are things that are pre-programmed since the human race has been on this planet. And that is to be the alpha male, to have as many offspring as possible, to fight other men, to get the woman that you want to be with to have your child. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's this genetic code that we have, and it exists even in the homosexual community. If you're a quote-unquote gay person, you still have the need and the desire to sort of, and to not even to put it bluntly, to spread your seed to you know, it's not a sexual thing. It's more of a innate thing that you need based on the chemicals that are in your brain. The dihydrotapamol gene makes you aggressive in that way sexually.
Well, you know, to me, that you might have a lot of women who may disagree with that. They might find this as a lame excuse used by men of poor moral fiber and just no self-control.
Well, we've been working on this for 25 years total, and these are shocking results. But I have to reiterate that it's not a personal thing. It's not something that men want to do. It's something that men need to do. Do you understand? So men are pre-programmed, and it's an actual disability. It is an actual disability that men have to face. There's no cure for it. I suppose maybe in the future, when we have all the genes isolated, we could look at it, find the marker, remove it. In utero, perhaps, but the test that I've done, and I've done a lot of lab research. I have a lab in my home where I have done a lot of research and observed, the reactions from different type of controls in a scientific manner. So I don't really know how women are supposed to react other than to just accept that it's science. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay. So are we actually justifying that it's right for you to just go out and be unfaithful now that we know that this is genetically embodied inside of your DNA now?
Well, I think that women have to be more accepting these days, because now that we know that it's science and now that we know that there is a chemical reaction that goes on in your brain. And let me elaborate on the tests that I've done. Now, a lot of scientists around the world use primates, and I use a monkey. I use this monkey, and I use him in my garage laboratory, and his name is Carl. I had to name him. You know, you can't have, so he looks too human to not give him a name. But I gave him a series of tests over the course of 2 or 3 years where I would allow him to engage himself with fruit. So I have my whole garage lined with plastic, and I would allow the monkey to, you know, choose whichever type of fruit he wanted. I started him off with, like, a honeydew, and then he would progress to a cantaloupe and then a watermelon or an apple or a pear. And he would actually physically make love to the fruit, and I had to train him through behavioral modification to select one specific type of fruit, and he eventually settled on just having sex with a cantaloupe. So that's what he was doing. So eventually Carl would, you know, he would be selective, and he wouldn't go to the other fruit. So a lot of behavior modification can help overcome the chemical need and desire to go out there. But, you know, he really went through an awful lot of trouble, and we had him use the different types of melon, like I said. And it sounds silly, but he eventually settled on the cantaloupe.
Wow. It's funny all at the same time, but I guess that it's something that you can really try to think about. I mean, it's going to be hard for ladies out here, Thad, to just, like I said, to really cope with this, because no one's going to solve it, even though you're giving us the research and the details of it, but it's just not going to work. So let me ask this. So are men also programmed to actually know how to lie to get themselves out of this? Because some men, they say men are just not as smart as women when it comes to cheating. You're easily to get caught. You don't know how to play the game right. You know that you have your chick on the side. You'll be looking at her, like I told my guest yesterday, you'll look at her while you're with your woman in the mall and know that you're looking at her.
Our research shows that women, when they cheat, tend to do it because they want to be devious or they want to punish their man. There's a sinister side to it, but men don't cheat for that reason. Men cheat because, again, it is the gene that we have found in the DNA, the markers that exist. There are a lot of other markers that men have. We have, like, for instance, we have a farting gene or a better driving gene or don't touch the thermostat gene, you know, those types of things that all exist, you know, that men tend to be smarter and getting to the point of, you know, men are the ones who go out and earn the money and do all the work, and they're the hunter-gatherers, and women are supposed to stay home and nurture. So when women cheat, they are doing it because they are hurt. When men cheat, they're doing it because they have an innate need to do so.
Wow. Well, we know that it's definitely planned in the media. It's Tiger Woods and his
and like,
wife, other couples who have cheated.
Yeah,
Right, so this is just not only just the average families, it's in the higher class families too. Everyone's mostly going through cheating, but I guess now all women that who are listening out here, that we can actually understand why men are actually doing it, we have to respect that it's going to happen to you regardless. But is it to say that every man will actually cheat, or are there any good men out here?
Well, I think all men are good. I think we start out good. I want to refer back to something I said earlier, that when we evidence this with Carl the monkey. Carl the monkey would, when placed with 5 or 6 different monkeys that we had brought in, and Carl, stop it, stop it. Just a minute, stop it. Carl would often have sex with 3 or 4 different male monkeys until we would beat it out of him, and then finally, Carl! Carl! He's having sex with a melon right now. Trying to get
Carl, you better...
He has sex with everything in the room. Carl, stop it! sometimes I hit him.
Sorry.
Carl. All right. I should have put him in a cage. Listen, this monkey. Oh, God, he's making a mess everywhere. The good thing about it, though, is we don't waste the fruit. We're green. We take it and give it to the homeless shelters and the food banks around the city.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, I think I got him calmed down. I think I got him. Any other questions about the...
He's a dump of a man. Most men are like that. They want it right then and there. Some like two or three times a day. Right. Because my husband's like that. He's that. He wants it all day. They don't know how to sit down.
And if women aren't going to give it up, then that's when we go out. We'll either find a man or a woman. I mean, that's where we find there isn't so much a gay gene as there is just a need to have something other than what you have at home. Like, you're not going to eat the same type of bread every day. You're not going to have a peanut butter sandwich at Carl. He's gotten it all over my wife's pillow. And I have to go beat him. So anyway, the genetics state, and I'm sure that we don't share everything with the primates, but we do share the sexual, because it is an innate animal instinct that we have. So you're saying that your husband has a desire to do it two or three, four times a day. You know, either you're going to have to help him out one way or the other, or he's going to go find it somewhere else.
Right. But, you know, then further on into the cheating factor, I don't want to just cheat with anyone if it comes to that point. You know, I would want to cheat with someone who's going to be able to have risk with me. If I cheat, then my relationship is over, as well as yours. Then we both got to have risk on the table to me when we do this.
Right. Oh. Carl. Get out of here. Oh, I'm going to put him in the barn. Put him in the barn. Whew. I didn't expect he would get out today. It's terrible. But he made a mess.
You know what? That's all right. It makes the show more entertaining, knowing that we are talking about you, Carl, and you actually letting us know that you're getting your groove on about right now in the afternoon. So, well, kudos to you, Carl.
Carl gets his groove on every 5 minutes. So anyway,
But you know, this is the male struggle. The way you put it, it is a male struggle, because to me now, I'm understanding that men don't cheat because they can. They cheat because they must, because they need to. So how do they overcome these problems?
Well, the way that we got Carl to overcome the problem, well, until today, I guess he didn't get enough sleep last night, but there was a lot of behavioral modification, like I said, with a selective type of fruit. Now, like, he started with several type of fruits, and through behavior modifications, through electric prodding, through beating, through shaming, he was able to, you know, discern a certain type of fruit that he liked, which ended up being the cantaloupe. Yes, that's right. Shut up! Oh, God, now he's having sex with a pear.
Oh, my.
Carl. Hang on. Carl! Ah. He likes to bite.
Oh, my.
And now he's urinating in the middle of the thing. Oh, my God. In the middle of the dining room table. Does your husband do that? Carl, shut up! Carl!
He did hear about the part when you were talking about Carl. He does not hear this part with Carl getting off with different fruit.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at Carl.
I think...
Go right on the heat.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, I'm going to have my wife put him on the laboratory. Go put him in the laboratory, and we can go on here. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay.
So like I was saying earlier, men are pre-programmed, and it's an actual disability. And our goal is, through behavioral modification, until the technology exists to remove the gene, then we have to use behavioral modification. And whether that is the wife or the girlfriend being specially attentive to his needs, or buying him objects, or allowing him to be in a room with pornography, anything that will keep him in the house. If you're worried about him cheating, then you have to make sure that his needs are met. Because the one thing that, like I said earlier, you can't control is the innate need to procreate with as many different people as possible, so your genes are stronger than the other people's genes in your neighborhood.
Why? Oh boy, this is over the top. But it's very interesting to know now we can probably get right to the solution to the problem. So really, the way it all seems, there's really no guarantee in a woman just really actually keeping her man at home, because you know they always say the three things to keep the man at home is to feed him, and have sex with him, and also to be his friend. And apparently, that is not really the answer or the solution.
Well, how many sexual partners have you had in your life, and has your husband had in your life? Because I can divulge how many I've had.
I cannot really say. I don't think my husband ever told me how many sexual partners he had. I know of a couple of women in his life. I would say in over time with me, maybe 35.
Now, that's a pretty low number. My number right now is about 1,200, but that's not since I've been married. Since I've been married, it's about 600. And that's because I use escorts. And that is a way for me to get rid of the sexual desires I have without cheating. I don't view that as cheating. I view it as a simple form of masturbation.
Oh, my. Wow. Now, does your wife know of this, or is she still in the loop, or she blinded by it?
She knows about the escorts. She doesn't know about her friends.
Okay. So is it more of an open relationship with you two, or?
Oh, no, it's not an open relationship. This is a relationship where in order for me to remain in the marriage, in order for me to remain the breadwinner and the father and the hunter-gatherer, then I need to be able to take care of my needs, and she needs to be able to help me take care of those needs. I go out and seek the gratification that I need elsewhere because of the predisposition that I have. And, you know, she stays at home or does the things that she does, like volunteer here and there. And, you know, the things that preoccupy her time. And you know, I don't expect that she's out cheating. I would know it if she were, but I really highly doubt it. Because, again,
okay.
It's not innate in women. Women do it as a punishment. They punish men by doing it.
Well, that, we have a caller on the line, so I'm going to bring him on in right now.
Okay.
Okay, caller, how are you?
Hey, I'm okay. Getting over the New York City gentrification and all kinds of stuff, but your the man on the phone, I'm kind of shocked by what he's saying, but not surprised. I think that men have historically been designed to procreate a lot. So in a relationship, honesty is critical. So if a man is a player, he should sit with his mate or his girlfriend or boyfriend or however they're swinging and say, listen, this is how I am. If we can work this out, great. If not, I respect you and you can not stay with me. But I think that society puts too much pressure on people to be monogamous or whatever. However, if you're going to be monogamous, then you shouldn't be out there playing. His position sounds more like a power thing as opposed to a sexual liberation thing, because he mentioned he's the breadwinner and, well, you know, my wife, she does her little volunteering. So it sounds as though if she were the breadwinner and he were not, possibly the tables would be turned, when sex shouldn't be about money. Sex should be about desires, love, hormones, not, I don't think, who has the most cash, because then we create another power structure. And in most cases, the people that will be losing will be female or minority, brown people. I agree with some of what he's saying, but the way he's doing it to me sounds a bit, abusive.
Well, I don't think there's any discrimination in what I've done. I've made love to several women of various different races, and it does sound to me like you are a virgin, in fact, and you don't really understand that sex isn't about power. Sex is about a desire that you have inside of you. So I'm guessing that you're a virgin.
I sound like a virgin because I have empathy, right? You don't even know me. I'm a married man with several children, and before I was married, I had females. I don't have to prove a point to you, but guess what? Even if I were a virgin, you just created a straw man, because having integrity has nothing to do with who's a hoe and who's a virgin. It has to do with common sense and dignity. So you're now just going further down my respect scale.
Well, I don't disrespect you. I'm just saying, based on what you said, the evidence to me, from what you said, leads me to believe that you have not had a lot of multiple partners, that you don't get out there. And I'm not talking about being a player. I'm talking about a innate biological need that men have. So whether you are with a man, whether you are with a woman, whether you're two women, which I think is just a complete another topic altogether, I think it's all punishment of the man. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't agree with you, because if we take your logic to the highest level, then you're saying that men that have sex with 50,000 women are somehow justified and that maybe they're higher on the food scale.
They are. They're more of the alpha male. The more women that you've bedded down or that you've been with, or even men, you become the alpha male. That is the way society has worked for thousands of years until the more recent socialization of different cultures and different, sexuality and stuff like that. This is the nature of humanity.
You're confusing things totally. Alpha male has nothing to do with extensive sex necessarily. That may be one factor. If we were animals in a tree, maybe your position would make sense. But with Homo sapiens, we have a bit more
of a beta-type male or a gamma-type male who doesn't really have a lot of confidence with other women. I can see where that's coming from.
I don't have confidence with other women. Now you're showing more ignorance. I mean, it's so preposterous what you're saying. And you have no shame saying it.
Dan and my caller, I'm about to bring someone else in who has an opinion on this matter as well. Caller, you're on the line.
Hi, this is Sebastian.
Hi, Sebastian.
Hey,
how are you?
Hi, I have a question about the monkey.
Okay.
How did you know what fruits the monkey would want to have sex with?
Well, that's a simple question to answer. We provided the monkey with an array of fruits that we had purchased at Whole Foods, and when I brought them back, they were of various shapes and sizes. When it came to the cantaloupe, I rolled it around on the cement to loosen it up, and I actually cut holes in it with a core. So when I put all of them out and let the monkey out of his cage, he decided to go right for the watermelon, and I said, no, and I whacked him. And then he went for the pear, and he really went to town with the pear, and then a little bit later he came in and had sex with the watermelon again, and then finally he found the soft cantaloupe. Then I had cut a little hole in the back of it to give a little grip, and he really liked that. So now what I do is I cut a big hole in the front and a little hole in the back so you get a little bit of suction, and that's how he ended
up. You all are not serious, right? Is
hold
this
on, let
a
me,
prank
I,
call
I'm,
or something?
I have another question.
Is this a serious call?
Of course it is. That's, you didn't hear the first part
a
of the
monkey,
show.
A monkey have a – wow. I'm guessing this is a joke.
I don't understand science.
Hold on, guys. This is how I see it. And I do understand, like, my first caller saying that with the fact, but, and I have done it too before, and my husband and I are working on our issues and everything. But at the same time, if you're going to keep continuing to do it, why not just get out of the relationship and be on your own? Because, see, for me, as a sister, I don't have time for that, because either somebody's not going to make it. And
but
I mean, literally,
and not just that, listen to what he said. He gets his extra sex through escorts, meaning he buys the sex. It's a power move. This has nothing to do with male, female. This is all of, it's like a cougar with cash, only he's a guy with cash, and he wants to belittle other men who happen to think beyond their penis. You are a money guy buying sex. That's it. Admit it. Man up and stop acting like a punk.
It sounds like effeminate, or maybe your wife makes all the decisions in the house, and I understand that. There are men like that, and there's nothing wrong with it.
He's trying ad hominem attacks.
Crazy. I'm not attacking you. I'm telling you what the science tells me.
What does the fruit taste like after the monkey has sex with it?
It sounds like they're mixing racism into this show.
I
don't know if you all realize that. But he has one guy calling in about monkeys and watermelons, and he's handling the pitch. This sounds like a mix of racism and sexism under the guise of intellectual stimulation.
I have no idea where you're getting the racism or sexism from. I have no
idea. You have no idea? If any other person with common sense listened to you and the other guy talking, you sound like a mix of rapists and sexists and rich snobs. This is shocking. That's why I'm wondering if this is a joke that people
I'll have you know that I am not rich
kinds of things I didn't talk about you, sir, so maybe you need to relax yourself. And the fact that he could conclude, based on my statements, that I'm effeminate and that my wife forces me down when I'm a martial arts champion.
Can I talk to the monkey?
Champion,
is he there?
And if he were to say that in my face, he wouldn't be. I think these two guys are working together.
Carl, put your penis away.
You hear that?
Carl.
I think these two folks are working together, folks. They're making fun of minority people on the radio.
Well, and trust
and
believe me, guys.
I'm not making fun of minority people. I'm talking about love and sex and genetics.
Yes, sure. This is a new form of KKK discrimination. Instead of calling up and saying the real deal, they come in and act as, you see what I mean? You see what I mean, right? What are the chances of us having this discussion and all of a sudden the banana is being used by the monkey? It's statistically impossible. He's making this stuff up so he can be racist.
I have three monkeys. All of them have sex with fruit.
Yeah, sure. You're one of the scum of the earth. You're not an alpha male. You're a male that deserves to be smacked in the head. You're an idiot. And guess what? That's not an ad hominem attack, because if I said it to an intelligent person, it would be. But you're obviously a fool, so idiot definitely applies. In fact, you sound like you sleep with men but are trying to make it off like you're into women.
Men, women, it's all being an alpha male.
Ah,
like I said earlier when I was talking to the host.
Agree with that too, Thad, because a lot of guys will probably take that it's been a male chauvinist. Pig, when you go about it that way, that I do these women and I'm breadwinner. Because in my opinion, that's how I felt too. Like, I'm the one who's bringing the money in and you're not, but it cannot be that way in a relationship. It's almost like a control thing. You do as you're told and you shut up. And I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing and you're going to take it. And yes, I don't say women out there have to take it or vice versa, but It's not being respectful. It does hurt the relationship more.
Well, I don't think in their case it hurts their relationship, though, because it sounds like his mates allow it. I think they have a good thing going because he's the dog and she's the, for sale, pee. But for real relationships where people pee, I don't want to say it on the radio, pussycat. But in real relationships where it's not about money or – let me finish the point if we could have a bit of respect for a minute. In real relationships where it's not about money or
– You're telling me to shut up and threaten me with violence. I'm trying to speak to the host here about science.
Yeah, you're speaking pseudoscience, but let me finish my point. If we are in a relationship about – it's in business, and I have several martial arts degrees, since you're talking about effeminate, when you come to New York City, I'll give you my number. You can meet me, and I'll show you just how effeminate I am, okay? Now, I'm
again,
moving
with
on.
Again, the fighting and the violence. See,
this is the alpha. Yeah, when people talk ignorance to me and disrespect me, you come in my face, and I will sit you down and put diapers on you. So just shut your mouth and listen to a real man,
okay? I don't want to come in your face. I would rather find a female today. But anyway, before we had the monkey, we did tests with llamas and sheep.
You haven't,
and the llamas and sheep
my
were
point.
As discriminatory as
so
maybe the monkey.
Regarding his point, it's him for a minute. In a real relationship, whether the man or woman is monogamous or not, it shouldn't be about who's got the most money, who has the biggest degree. It should be about what do we offer each other? How can we build together? How can we see a sunset together? How can we protect each other? His type of relationship, he's not alone, by the way. I know people who are like that. It's kind of abusive because whoever is the most whatever, financial or has the biggest muscle, gets to hit the women over the head.
I understand what you're saying. I agree with you. You have to see the sunset together. You have to form a relationship with them.
You're mixing science.
You're mixing metaphors, my friend. What I'm saying is that it's science.
You're mixing science with pseudoscience, meaning you're trying to take a bit of scientific facts and infuse sexism and racism with it, and it's preposterous.
Well,
you could be working with Hitler.
I see what you're saying. This is a scientific platform, but there's no racism involved in this, sir. I do not know where
totally.
That's coming from.
Of course it is. You know where it's coming from. We're not all idiots, mister. Come on now. Get out of here with that.
Now, listen,
you're not
instead
using
of me coming up there and fighting you, I'll send Carl up
what
there so you can have sex with him.
What scientific principles are you following when you make these statements? Tell me.
I've done this research for 25 years. I'm a biologist. I've isolated the gene. And I would like to reiterate that if you, instead of fighting me, I'll send Carl up there and you can have sex with him. if you're going to keep threatening. Because Carl's very strong.
Yeah, okay. So tell us about, he said he knows about genetics. Tell us about DNA. What is DNA and describe it to us?
It is the gene called dihydrotapamol, which is the
that's
brain.
That's not what DNA is.
He's
well,
an I know
idiot.
That's not what DNA is. That is the gene that we've isolated out of the DNA, sir.
No, I said what DNA is. I didn't say what did you isolate. You're an idiot. Idiot.
You're a karate businessman. I appreciate the fact that you're a karate businessman.
What is DNA?
And then you know karate, and then you have a business degree.
Okay.
But I'm a scientist, so I'm the one who
you're
knows.
You're a scientist. Tell us what DNA is. Tell us. Not what you isolated in your dreams when you were smoking on some cat's penis. What is DNA? You're an idiot.
I have never smoked on a cat's penis.
Okay.
Carl may
what
have,
is,
but that's, you
what
know,
is
you have
DNA?
A cat.
See what I mean, people?
Carl.
He is probably
Carl.
Not even a scientist. He's some racist sexist calling up,
Carl.
Claiming that he's an intellect and doesn't even know that DNA stands, doesn't even know what it stands for. He may actually.
Of course
what
I know what DNA
stands
for,
for,
but I don't need
good.
To prove it to you.
Okay, now tell us what it is, DNA, more specifically. Because you're smart. You can tell us, right? Look
ma'am,
it up on
I
Google
would like
now,
to.
Quick, look it up on Google.
I don't have Google. I don't have my computer in front of me,
okay,
my friend.
Okay, so tell us, what is DNA? What is it, a protein, an amino acid, macromolecule? What is it?
All right, science. DNA is a nucleic acid. Anything else?
That's all preposterous. You're not even an intellect. Get out of here.
Look, alongside, all right, listen, alongside the proteins and carbohydrates, nucleic acids compose the three major macromolecules essential for all life known on Earth. There you go.
Hold on, folks. Let me tell you something. Now he's being accurate, but I can guarantee you he didn't know that before he looked it up. It's preposterous. You're an imposter. You're not embarrassed to say these things on the radio. You don't want to go home to mommy and maybe take care of you. I bet you don't even have all these women you claim you have, you know. You sound like a guy that's coming on radio. He's had several thousand. And were they inflatable when you had them, or did you keep them in the box?
I'm not going to say I haven't had sex with an inflatable doll, but my wife knows about the doll. It's a real doll. We bought it from California. Carl and I have shared it from time to time.
At least you have a sense of humor, so you're not
the
lost
apple in
totally.
Its mouth. And by the way, it is an Asian love doll, so you know I'm not.
So you don't discriminate. Yeah, I knew that was next. Yeah.
You know,
well, Carl, you're funny, maybe you should go stand on the corner and read fortunes.
You're funny in a way. You know, it's sad but funny at the same time because folks like you really just aren't. I don't think you care about other people's feelings and things like that. I don't think you care. You probably don't even care, if you do have a wife, by the way, about her feelings, as long as you can make $10 an hour going and saying preposterous stuff. It's amazing.
$10 an hour, that seems pretty low. But getting back to the
time, said 10 because
that
that's all you probably make.
You mean you make
more than $10 an hour somewhere? I didn't know that they paid more than $10 an hour to distribute newspapers. Wow, they barely gave you a promotion. Congratulations. How much do you make now?
Getting away from the point, I would like to get back to the point and maybe
answer
some other
calls.
Oh,
now you want to get back to the point.
Who's the host?
I play your own game on you, and then you want to get back to the point. But when I'm trying to make a point, you don't want to get back to the point. You want to be in control. That's your problem. Well, guess what? In life, you don't have control, mister.
It's not your show. It's the lady's show.
I didn't say it was my show, but you came on with all this preposterous stuff, and I just wanted to show people that you're an idiot.
Well, if you can refute
then once
my
I showed you
were
an idiot,
you
now you want to get logical suddenly. Here's my science. Very
science.
Often people will make an impression on stupid people, right? A negative impression or positive. Intelligent people hear BS all the time. And within the first few seconds of hearing you, I said, this guy is either a scam artist or just desperate for attention, but let me listen to him more.
I'll come on your
and
show
and
we'll have this conversation,
yeah,
but until that
time.
Come
on my show.
When
it's
is
fine.
Your show?
Come on my show. I'll set one up
show?
For today. It's called Black Emergency.
What time?
You want to come on? We can come on tonight at 9 and you can bring your
the show here because we have unfinished business that we need to talk about.
Okay, let's hear your unfinished business. I'll be quiet.
Well, I'm waiting for more questions from the host. You've derailed me.
this discussion, but we're going to take a short commercial break because this is getting very heated on here, people. If you have any opinions about this, please do call in at 347-426-3751. I will keep up the page, too. You know my Facebook fan page on the Bright Side with Technisha. Hit me up with comments, but we're going to come right back after this. So stay tuned. Do not touch that dial.
There's only one station that will keep you happy. Blog Talk Radio. We're taking more of your calls at 347-426-3751. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. I paid more than the minimum each month, and soon enough, it was gone.
So you're just giving up?
Giving up on what?
The life of luxury. Egyptian cotton, caviar Thursdays, designer everything.
What are you talking about?
Our plan. What happened to winning the lottery and mastering the art of the perfect mimosa? Hosting galas? Wearing enough jewelry to require a bodyguard? Vacationing in the French Riviera and then buying it?
I just thought maybe it was time to prepare for my future. You know, set some financial goals, make some smart investments, open a 401k.
Financial goals? Investments? A 401k? You are horrifying right now. Listen, if winning the lottery were easy, everyone would do it.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back on the air. Of course, things got a little heated. And this is how it usually goes. When I set my shows up, I never know which angle it might go, but it became very interesting. And, of course, Thad or my caller is still on the line.
Hey, ma'am. Yes. By the way, I'm sorry for getting heated with him, but when people are being a bit, you know, abusive, it really brings out my alpha. I'm an alpha that is the opposite of him, meaning when I see females, children, or anyone being disrespected, I really get in protect mode, whether that's intellect or physically. He is the opposite. He will take advantage of people, and I hate that.
And I see that Thad has left off the line, but it is what it is because, as I said,
he couldn't keep up.
A lot of women are not going to go for that excuse. Oh, so you got a genetic DNA problem. So you're going to either get messed up. Or you're going to have something wrong with you by this, especially if you're dealing with a black woman. You know, we're not putting up with that. I don't want to hear you talking about no DNA. Call me talking about that. Because I feel like this, if that's the case, then everyone who has a son, they might as well get ready for him to be a cheater and a heartbreaker. That's basically what you're doing. Are we setting up our boys, our young males, to be this way? That's what you're basically saying.
And if I could say, you also note that he has no guts, meaning I stayed on the line because what I say I can back up in many ways, and if I can't, I step down and let someone else speak. He basically is a talker hyping it up, and I really lack if he even had as many women as he did, and if he did, he probably drugged them and dragged them in the bushes. Because with the lines he was saying out here, any woman that is attracted to him definitely would be in a limited quantity and wouldn't be that intellectually or, in my opinion, physically stimulating. I mean, and I'm a guy saying it. I'm sure the average woman would think, oh, my goodness, this guy is a freak, a psycho. You know what I mean? So it's so sad.
If you're out there listening to that, I would love for you to call back in. We will definitely make sure that we try to keep it at a minimum with the fussing and fighting, but at the same time, we are on a debate line because we're giving one debate and another debate saying, no, it's not genetic. It's just that if you're going to be a whore, you're going to be a whore. If you're going to go out and cheat, you're going to do it either way. It doesn't matter. So the thing is now, does it come down to us women having the DNA inside of us? Because women cheat as well. So where does that come in and play a part? Maybe we'll get somebody on the show that can tell that. But I really do appreciate you for calling in and listening to my show. I really do, because my show is all about news and motivation and keeping you positive. And trust and believe me, guys, I live with respect. We was not trying to make the show go that far, but it did, and things happened. This is live show, and that's what happens. And
if you don't mind, if I could if I could say what happens sometimes in life, whether in a physical encounter or communication that is oral or textual, sometimes the other party is silly or violent or abusive. So then in my case, I go from a very subdued, you know, kind of low-key person into the alpha male type person. People like him are the opposite. They are alpha males, but often they try to hide it under deception, different tricks, different lies. They tell half-truths and not-truths. And then they encounter people like me who are very alpha, but who can back it up in many ways. That's why he hung up, because if he were a real man that's an alpha, we don't run it from a problem. I'll face, I mean, a 10-foot giant, or I'll face 100 guns or an intellect who's lying. But it was good that he said what he said, because it helps us to tear down the respect that we have for his type of person. You know, the typical person from certain communities that may have a few dollars. I doubt if he has that much, by the way, but something. And is born into a privilege where the male from the Anglo community is king, right? And the female, white or black, is below him. And then the black male, brown male, is below him. Everything he said, I could just detect. Now, he wasn't going to come out and say the N-word, nor was he going to come out and say women are scum of the earth and I can pee on them. Instead, he claims to be a scientist. Of course he's a scientist. Many of the people working with Hitler were actual scientists. But it's called pseudoscience when you mix actual facts with lies. But how do they convince people that it's the truth? Well, they throw out a word like DNA. And people, oh, it must be truthful, it's DNA. No, a person going to kill 50 people could say it's DNA. There is a valid place for the alpha gene, and there is a valid place for the argument that some males and females are born or develop extremely high testosterone levels and various needs for excessive sex. That is a valid argument, but he is presenting it as though all alphas are like that, and it's a lie because I'm an alpha, and I'm not like that. Now, when I was young, you know, 17, 19, like most young men, I was very motivated by big booties and chasing them, right? Now that I'm a more mature man, I realize that that's what boys do. So maybe he just has never grown up, or he's lying. But men don't generally, if you're healthy, you don't go through 600 women and buy them. That's what was done in slave trade and with the serfs of Europe. So he has a lot of soul searching to do, but I don't think he plans to do it because society generally tells him it's okay. He needs to, you know, come down to earth,
right.
I think.
Right, because I think that's how, because my husband, he has been faithful all the way. And as I said, when I did what I did, that was on me. I wouldn't say DNA made me do it or any genetics or any home raising made me do it. It was a strong woman. I never saw her do anything in front of my eyes. Like, what I do is me. That's totally, you're all guilty. If a man cheats, that's his responsibility. That's him. And if it comes to that, then we need to go outside and talk about it. And I do agree with you. I do agree with you on that, caller. Like, we do pick certain words and we throw it around. Say, oh, okay. Yeah, it's this way. So now everything's okay. Peace and cream. But I do appreciate you for calling in. It's been interesting. And I thank you for tuning in to my show, too. I appreciate that. I'm sorry that it came to that. You know, I try to keep certain guests. If you have been listening to my other shows, you know, I talk about spirituality, relationship-wise, because I even had a gentleman on yesterday, Troy Squire. We were talking about, can a man be faithful to one woman? And, of course, it sounds totally different from that. A man can be faithful, but you choose sometimes not to. You come over to the church, maybe just this was new and interesting to me that, you know, we talked about a person,
yeah,
genetic DNA.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not offended by a show that what happened. I was more offended by him, meaning I was in a situation where I was encountering an offensive person, but not an offensive show. It's like somebody come in your party and they smell stink. you're not offended by the host of the party. You're offended by the person that didn't, you know, clean under their arms and brush their teeth. But in this life that we live, we have to get used to encountering fools, because half the people, even the ones with 10 PhDs, in my opinion, are fools. They get a degree or several, but they don't really know about pollution control or about Kemet, Egypt, or about respect for women, or about how sexism has played a key role in the Abrahamic religions. Not that all members support it, but it's there. And the Abrahamic religions tend to be the ones that Western regions, well, so-called Western regions, are indoctrinated in. And that's often at the core of our problem. But no, the show was exciting. I'm telling you, I enjoyed it. I was going to fall asleep if not. When he woke me up, I said, wait a minute. This dude is talking some craziness.
I like you. I'm a male too, but we're not on the same page, sir.
And he was making it sound as though all that, I keep saying this theme. He made it sound like all alphas are like that. That's like saying all white males are like him. I think he's white. I can't totally be sure because some people think I'm white too. But we're not all the same. Not all women are the same. Not all Africans. Not all Chinese. I mean,
right.
Even genetically, we have differences. Yeah. Yeah, but that also relates to the sexual issue. And I go to a lot of black events and speak about the homosexual challenge. And in a struggle, I hope this can connect to the show because it's still talking about sex. In a revolution or in a group that is being beaten down, namely Native Indians, brown people, and females of any color, there isn't the opportunity to look to the ally and say, are you gay, straight, or lesbian? I think that very often we are marginalized people who can be allies. Now, do you have to go home with them? Do you have to marry them? Do you have to sit and watch them on TV? No. Half the people that say they're straight are probably not, because there's so much homophobia, et cetera. So I am very strong, contrary to when I was younger, in protection of lesbians, transsexuals, and gay people. And the reason is, I know as a black man, I go through a lot of stuff every day when I leave my apartment, sometimes in my apartment, right? So how can I not defend people who haven't really done anything wrong to me? And especially since I'm not extremely religious, I'm a bit more open-minded to say, look, if they're doing that, as long as they're a legal age and they ain't, you know, even if they're cutting each other, some people are into that. People getting raises, I'm serious. But I don't think Martin Luther King would go out on a strike. You know, if you're cutting yourself during sex, no, no, no. We're going to pick it. Fight or die. You know, it's their business.
It is. It's very interesting now. So that's all I have to say for women out there. I guess if your man is cheating or your woman's cheating, well, I guess we could say DNA has something to do with it. Well, that was. It was very interesting. It was a very interesting topic. I hope that we can end up doing this again without the fist fighting. But
That was a good workout, sister. I think I did an alley-okey-doke on him. I think I got a few punches.
Right, and you know, I'm glad that we are over online, because then in between that, I would not have wanted to see that brawl at all. Hey. I probably would have got smashed.
No, listen,
if this were
in public, face to face, he wouldn't have said jack to me, because people meet me and yeah, they know I'm not gonna take a physical. So he wouldn't have said that. He's the type behind the telephone. He's big and brave and smart. And you meet him, he has on an apron, and his wife is like, sit your butt down and do the dishes. And he's like, yes, honey. I'm serious. I get the impression that most of what he said, it's the inverse. Anyone that's going to brag, I'm very suspicious of. It's like, why you got to brag to us? Oh, well, you know, why you got to put people down without any reason? But I enjoyed that talk, because it forces me to, A, control myself, but also, B, to think deep and see if my logic can compete with a fool's logic. And very often, you know, it's successful. So it was good.
That's one thing we're all entitled to our opinions. Pianki, if I'm saying your name correctly, in the chat box, just type, people in the U.S. should respect the U.S. citizens' civil rights, but you do not have to accept them. For blacks or anyone else to have a disdain for homosexual behavior, no problem. Just don't violate their civil rights. And I do agree with that with you, Pianki, if I'm saying it correctly. I try not to mess up anyone's name, and thank you for tuning in as well. But my show is coming to an end, and I really do appreciate everyone who's out there, who's listening today and chatting with me. I really do appreciate it. And, caller, if you don't mind, what's your name?
My name is Hotep Kenyatta, H-O-T-E-P Kenyatta, K-E-N-Y-A-T-T-A. I founded a group of people that are from around the world, like a United Nations, but without the politics and nonsense. And so we're trying to get reps in different nations to deal with hunger and AIDS and war and racism, sexism, and religious intolerance. So I'm hoping you or some of your friends check me out, Hotep Kenyatta, on Facebook, and we can, you know, help to make the world a better place. It won't be easy, but, you know, we'll do what we can.
Well, I'm definitely on Facebook. You'll find me. The Bright Side with Technisha, and my name, Technisha Day. You can friend me on there as well. I'm on Twitter at TDay60, so I try to stay connected.
Okay, with Tanisha? Okay, I'm typing that in now. Okay, I'll send the friend request. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Well, before we end the show today, my truth of the day from my friend Mary Ellen is home could be a feeling you carry inside yourself wherever you are. We have all heard the saying, home is where the heart is. The word home has a wide variety of meanings. To some people, it may be the house you grew up in, yet to others, it might simply be an address for your basic needs. For me, home is the place I find my strength, tranquility, and peace. It is my place where I feel accepted and loved unconditionally. Home could be a feeling you carry inside of you no matter where you are geographically. To carry your home with you, you must stay grounded and centered. You become your own foundation, not needing any stuff. Today, allow your physical surroundings and energetic surroundings come into harmony with your soul. Everyone, thank you again for tuning in. God bless you, and I'll see you soon on The Bright Side with Technisha.
Thank you for tuning in to The Bright Side with Tanisha.
Come back daily from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.
God bless.